Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And today we're going to be talking about the book Coming Through Slaughter. My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. Coming Through Slaughter is a novel written by Michael Ondaatje, Canadian writer, probably best known for The English Patient, which was turned into a film. And it was published in 1976. I think it was probably his second novel. He also writes poetry. And essentially, it's a biography of Buddy Bolden, the cornet player from New Orleans, famously never recorded. He's kind of this semi-mythical figure, although he was a real person, but there was very little known about his life. In fact, there's an interview with Ondaatje where he says that all he really had to work with was half a page of facts on Bolden's life. And from that, he kind of had to create this this portrait of Bolden and the world he lived in. So it's kind of like a mixture of a memoir, but then there are some imagined scenes, a little bit like Jeff Dyer's But Beautiful, which we've talked about before. There's interviews with musicians. There's medical reports and even sort of hospital files. He ended up in a psychiatric hospital for the last part of his life. It really kind of, for me, it paints a very kind of evocative picture of early New Orleans and particularly the Storyville district where jazz probably first evolved. And in fact, Bolden is sometimes credited with inventing jazz. Although, I mean, I don't think one person really invented jazz, but he was definitely around that time, early 20th century in New Orleans.
Well, it sort of helps when you don't have any documentary evidence. So
yeah, and in fact, like I said, there's a good interview with Ondaatje where he talks about this method, and he says he consciously thought of it as almost being like a jazz musician improvising on a tune. He would have these facts, and then he would use this one little fact that he had, and he would then improvise on it. So I don't think it's meant to be factually accurate. It's really a kind of imaginative recreation, I guess, of how he imagined, Bolden's life, really.
Yeah, well, as we spoke before, you compared it to But Beautiful, which I'll put the link into that episode.
So
if people want to listen back to that one. But it's a sort of story around some loosely correct facts, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think he's fairly open about that. He says, in fact, in this interview, he says that he knew that he couldn't do a biography because there just wasn't enough material. So he wanted to do something different, really. And in fact, there is actually a biography of Bolden, which I think he refers to as well in his research. So there is actually a biography, but it's, as I said, a lot of it is conjecture and a lot of it isn't really kind of known. But it's I think it's a really interesting book. It's absolutely not a kind of a straight telling of Bolden's life. It's very poetic, quite abstract sometimes. There are just these little kind of scenes. And he says, he wrote it in this kind of splintered way because that's kind of the way the story came to him, in these little bits. So he wanted to kind of keep that feel, really, where it's just these little episodes kind of strung together.
Well, it's often the way with almost imaginary figures, isn't it? There's always, people have stories and different people have different versions of the same story.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And it is kind of, it comes across like that, really. And because also he's referring to interviews, so people are talking about Bolden and they're mentioning stories about Bolden, and which again, aren't necessarily true. But it all goes to kind of create this kind of collage, I guess. It's like a collage, really. But I think it's a really, really fascinating book and really unusual book about jazz, you know.
Well, he's a really interesting writer in general, I think. And, you know, he wrote his Running in the Family biography is quite interesting as well.
I haven't read that.
I mean, that's his autobiography of his early life. But I think overall, he's quite an innovator in terms of fiction writing.
Yeah.
Anyway, from me, Simon Whiteside, goodbye.
And from me, Nick Tomlin, goodbye.